You are listening to the Brazilian Fantasy on KUVO Denver 89.3 FM. My name is Senir. I'll be here until 8 o'clock playing the best of Brazilian music for you. And today I am so honored. I have, for the second time in the whole time that I have been on the air, Cleo Parkin Robinson. And she's here and she's going to talk about the show that she's building to bring to my audience and everybody else. Hello, Cleo.
Oh, so good to be here. And it's been a while.
Yes.
A number of years.
You look the same. There.
Thank you, Annie. And I remember you started when you were 10 or 12.
Yes.
Because right? You've been here at KUVO for years, and it's wonderful. I thank you. I listen to you, and I always think, when am I going to see you next? So yeah. I had to wait for my Brazilian artist to come in before I saw you again, and this is wonderful.
Tell us about the show that you are building.
Yes.
Dancer and all of this. Music.
Everything. It is so exciting. Black Orpheus. Now, we did this. Sinéa, I think you interviewed our choreographer then. And his name is Carlos dos Santos.
Yes,
out of Bahia.
I remember.
And we had Jalon Vieira from Brazil as well. And he was head of Dance Brazil. So Carlos choreographed Divinities about the Orishas. And Jalon choreographed Orfeo Negro. So we put both of these pieces that we did 20 years ago in an evening work that we're going to do at the Ellie on the 14th and 15th, on the evening of the 14th, Saturday night, and then Sunday at 2. And it's going to be extraordinary because we'll have musicians from Brazil, from Bahia, coming. They have gotten their visas. We got them coming. They will be here to join us.
And so explain to my listeners what is Black Orpheus. Well, for those who don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, well, Black Orpheus is, it's a wonderful thing. I think most people know about it through the music and the film that was done many years ago.
1959.
Yes. Before you were born, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But that film is very famous. And we used to always look at it and imagine what it would be like to be in Brazil. So that it was the music, it was Carnival that everybody loved. So that's what we're going to do in this work. But it is a different take on Black Orpheus. It's the same love story.
Right.
But it's based upon the Greek mythology, right? Of Orpheus and Eurydice. And so this love affair that takes place is very beautiful, but it's tragic, you see. And the return of his eternal love comes back.
Right.
And it ends with beautiful samba and carnival. So we celebrate. But because Jalon created it with composers out of Brazil, it's different music, a little different than what that composition was in 59.
All right. I will probably, I have the music in my phone, but I probably will use the original song from the Black Orpheus because that is what my listeners are familiar with.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's what we know, and I think it's so wonderful. I wanted to introduce them to that music again so that they have that music to refer to. And now the music that has been created, now we are recreated it even from 20 years ago when we did it at the Newman Center at my father's theater.
Right, right.
Where Daddy was there at that time where Jalon created it with the Lamont School of Music. That was long ago.
Right.
So now this is going to be with other musicians that are here locally. So we'll have two different things. Musicians locally that have played all over the world with Stevie Wonder and everybody. But then we will have the musicians from Brazil come in and join us.
Okay.
So we're going to have samba, carnival, party at the Ellie.
And tell me about the Orixás.
Oh my goodness.
You have, because this is another group of compositions.
Oh, yes.
Composed by...
Oh, yeah.
composed by Baden Powell, Os Afro Sambas with Vinicius de Moraes, and everybody records something or the whole piece or the whole...
About the Orishas.
About the Orishas, exactly. So you are going to do another play with
Yes, so we're going to do a piece called Divinities. Uh-huh. And we opened it in Denver, and then we opened it in New York. Uh-huh. At the Joyce Theater, where major dance companies go. And we had an incredible time because, and the audience, well, my friends, of course, at that time, Catherine Dunham was alive. Mm-hmm. And she is one of the great choreographers who has brought the Brazilian culture to our country by dancing there. She worked for a long time in Brazil, in Bahia, with great musicians and so on. But the Orishas are the celebrations of the deities.
Yes.
And my special deity is Yemajá.
Yemajá.
I love Yemajá because I love the ocean. I was born in Denver, in the mountains, all of this mountain area around us. You know, I was born in Five Points.
Ishu.
But I love Ishu, yes. So, yes, all
he
of those different...
favorite, yes.
Yes, tell us about Ishu because... And Yemajá is the goddess of the sea.
The sea is yes, a female goddess.
Yes.
And Exu is, there are those in Brazil who mix Exu with the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Which
Exu.
Is not, it's not
that,
proper.
That other energy, that other opposite energy, that trickery.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we have Exu in this piece.
Yes,
and
you
Exu
do.
Is a very strong character.
Yes.
Exu really changes everything from. Celebration to love and joy to
underworld,
into the underworld, to
and
it's fabulous. We love that tension,
And let's see if we have here. The Baden Powell did not compose anything for Exu,
no,
he did Canto de Iemanjá, but not Exu. Lamento de Exu.
Oh, well, we may
he
have to hear that
the last one.
So that might be even more powerful because that character is extraordinary.
Very extraordinary.
And my dancers have all taken in these Orishas. Like, today I watched rehearsal, and I saw them after Carlos worked with them. See, Carlos had to go back to Philadelphia and Brazil before he comes back on, before the concert. And he instilled the spirit of the Orishas like you can't imagine. He pulled all those Orishas out of them. And now they're dancing it like I can't even imagine.
I imagine how beautiful this is going
to be.
Oh,
it's
going
to be beautiful.
So this is for the next Sunday for me to play some of the songs here.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Right. First, I'm going to play from the Black Orpheus.
Okay.
And then another Sunday, I will play from the Orishas.
Oh, that'll be beautiful.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we open it with the Orishas. Now, I open it with a piece that I called My Bahia. And it's my tribute to Yemajá. And it's a trio that... one of my dancers that was in my company for 38 years, I did that for her because she went to Bahia with me and I taught all over and we had a ball. But I wanted her, she's here as an ancestor now, but it's in tribute to her and to many of our wonderful ancestors that have gone on.
You say Iemanjá like the Cubans.
Yeah.
We say Iemanjá.
I say Iemanjá.
Reminds me of Arturo.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, potatoes. I mean, it's like that, right. But it depends
beautiful.
About where you are. Iemanjá, I say. But Iemanjá.
Yes.
I was able to go to the Candomblé. And I've been quoted.
How powerful.
I know. It changes your life.
You know.
Oh. And so I love it. I loved it. It was such a powerful experience that I put some of the candomblé in my Granny Dances to a Holiday Drum, which we've been dancing for 30 years. This year it'll be my 32nd year dancing Granny Dances to a Holiday Drum. But I put... that candomblé section in my Granny, so that we want people to feel that they're global, that they're a part of a global community, that we're all connected. We may hear music differently, we may dance it differently, we may eat food that's a little different. It makes the world exciting.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
So do you ate a lot of Brazilian Bahia?
Oh yes,
cuisine.
Oh yes, yes, oh yes, I loved it.
I loved it. Yes.
Oh, it was so good. And what was wonderful is when I was there, Carlos's mother and grandmother cooked for me. And I said, I'm in heaven now.
A real Brazilian.
A real Brazilian, yeah.
Yes.
So now when the Brazilians come, I'm not so sure what restaurant I should take them to.
Because
when you have the real thing, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like Mexican food and then being in Mexico eating.
Right.
So they're two different, but it's okay.
Right.
It's the idea that counts. I can't wait for you to meet
them. Next time you go to Brazil, I'll go with you.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes.
I think that we want to encourage people to go right away. Uh-huh. It's such a beautiful country.
It is.
And it has the Yoruba influence.
Yes.
And the African influence, very much like the South in our country, that really is information that people should have.
Right.
How we've combined these cultures spiritually and religious and dance-wise and culturally.
Right.
It's powerful, you know.
It's wonderful that you are doing this.
I love it. I love it.
I love that too.
Well, and we're building our new building, and I want the spirit of our old building that we're still in, the Shorter AME, that new building that we're building right attached to it will have the spirit of the
Orishas. Is that behind of the church or
on the side? It's right next door.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they'll be connected as one building. When we finish in a year,
right.
We're still fundraising. We're still raising monies. Yeah, it's like $27 million to build this new building with our theater and our studios. But people have been coming with many blessings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, from all over the world.
Great. You are putting Colorado in the map.
Well, yeah. And people are coming and honoring what we're doing here. We do it beautifully. We'll have some marvelous musicians and dancers.
Excellent.
And artists.
Yes.
And we hope you're there, honey.
Right.
It's next, it's the 14th at 7:30, I think. And Sunday, the 15th at 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then they can go to cleoparkadance.org for tickets. And the tickets are reasonable, even though we're at the Opera House.
Right.
It's an exciting thing. We want children to come, families to come, because we're going to dance out of the alley into the streets. Like Carnival, right?
Yes, like Carnival, yes.
We love that. Uh-huh. We hope so. We can.
Wonderful. I am so glad that you are here to bringing this information to my listeners. I love that.
We're blessed to have you, that you keep us going that this many years. Grateful to you, Sydney. Yes. And Jalon is still in Brazil. He's he's working all over the world, and he's so busy. But he has left the work of Orfeo Negro and Divinities in the hands of his protege, Carlos Dos Santos. Because Carlos danced with both Dance Brazil and with the Ballet Folklorico de Bahia. He danced with both companies, and he danced in my company.
Yes.
And that I love.
I remember when he started with your company.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Yes.
He might get inspired to go out there and dance this time. I never know.
Yeah.
I never know, because if the spirit hits him, we may not know what he might do.
Super. All right. Any other information that you could transfer?
I think we're going to have musicians that are from this community, and I love them so, because they're working very hard.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I just think it's a wonderful collaboration, and we're thrilled that we have sponsors that believe in the work that we're all doing.
Right.
So I thank all of our sponsors, Merrill Chambers, and so many of the people who have worked so hard so that we can continue, now 54 years, continue this international exchange of artists. Because I do believe that the artists come with an intention, a peace and love and respect for everyone.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
you are wonderful.
You are wonderful. It's a party. It's a party.
Yes, it's a party.
And I can't wait to hear some of the wonderful music you have that you picked out for us. Thank you.
I will leave this here for you.
Yes. Okay. Obrigado.
Thank you. I thank you for coming here and bringing this wonderful information to my listeners.
Thank you. Annie.
And I hope all of them go to see Brazilian music.
Absolutely.
Yes.
When you see it, you can hear it and you can feel it. But when you see it, it's yes. very different. You become a part of the music.
Right.
And it's wonderful.
You Thank are you, adorable.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you are listening to the Brazilian Fantasy on KUVO Denver 89.3 FM. And my name is Senir again. I will be here until 8 o'clock playing the best of Brazilian music for you. And I will be following our interview with the songs from Black Orpheus.